Today's Shir is Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the Mishnah Het and the Dorim Parchim Ba'aver. Our Mishnah is going to be discussing our Mishnah Gemara Mitzvah Shem. We'll be discussing various subjects in Halacha that are not clear in the Torah. The Torah only alludes to these Halachas, and it is Chazal that took the Psukim and took drushes to make these Halachas known to us. And since one of the halachas we're going to be discussing in our shiur today is regarding the Karmel Chagiga, that it's also a halacha that's not completely clear in the Torah, that's why these other subjects are mentioned as well. So it teaches us the Mishnah Het and the Dorim. Somebody makes a neder. We know the Torah says, Ish ki yeh the neder lo yachal dvaray, if somebody accepts upon himself a nether, he's not allowed to violate what he said. He has to follow through everything that he has accepted upon himself. However, as we're going to be learning, under certain circumstances, the person could go to a Rav, and the Rav could be matted a nether. Either if the person finds a Pesach, he finds an explanation to say, had I known that this was the repercussions on my nether, I would have never made the nether, or charata, that he regrets having made the nether altogether. Of course, the Torah also speaks about a different circumstance when and how somebody could have his nether annulled, and that is what Hafaras Nedarim, is that under certain circumstances, a father or a husband has a right to annul the nether that was made. But that's not discussed in our Mishnah, actually. And the reason why it's not discussed in our Mishnah is because, although, as the Mishnah just said, and we're going to Mitzvah Shem, learn in the Gemara, Hataras Nedarim, this concept of going to the Rav and having the nether annulled, is actually not really explicitly said in the Torah. On the other hand, Hafaras Nedarim, the halach of Hafaras Nedarim, is quite explicit in the Torah. So that's not the halacha that the words Parchas Ba'aver would be appropriate to be said about. Why, asked our Chaim, is the parsha of Hataras Nedarim, the halachas of Hataras Nedarim, not stated explicitly in the Torah? So explains the Aruch Chaim, because the Torah is very strict about Nedarim. The Torah is very serious about Nedarim. And if the Torah was explicit that Nedarim could be annulled by going to the Rav, people would not take Nedarim with the proper seriousness. And in order to avoid that, what the Torah does is that the Torah makes it not easily seen, and it takes going to a Rav, and the Rav has to do the examination, and that will cause people to be much more serious about the Nedarim. Says the Mishnah further, Hilchos Shabbos, exactly what if Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigas, what we mentioned, the Karma Chagiga, Hami'ilois, the Torah Akdosha speaks about if somebody has Hegdish, and B'shoigig, he takes that hegdish and he uses it for his own personal use. The Torah says he has to pay a keren v'chaimish and bring in a sham me'ilois. Hareheim, all of these are situations, kaharorim hatuloyim b'sa'ara. And the way the Mashal explains the Gemara is harorim. Harorim is a lashon rabim. It comes to speak about, it means to say that there are many halachas and they're only there k'chut ha'sa'ara. Tosfos explains what does it mean, k'chut ha'sa'ara. When you have a large mountain that's hanging by a hair, that's something that's dangling. And here too, all of these are in that category. For says the Mishnah, Shem Mikra Mu'at, and all of these situations, the Torah is not very explicit what the halacha is, the halachas merubas, but it involves many halachas. Hadinim, dinim mamnas, civil law, Vavoidus, the aloch of avoider, or bringing a carbon to base of Migdosh, Hataras, Vatumas, the aloch of Tar and Tumma, Arias, all of the alochs about Arias, Yeshla Mamashi, Yasmuchu, they do have certain situations where the Torah is explicit, as we're going to see, certain places that are not explicit, and the Mishnah ends off with the words "V'heinein gufei Torah," which will also be explained in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer." So we started our shir by saying that Hataras Nedarim, the halachos of Hataras Nedarim, are really not explicit in the Torah; they're mentioned only b'remiza, only through a hint. Says the Gemara, "Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer." Yesh l'mamash yismuchu, that there is a place where we find in the Torah the halacha of Hataras Nedarim. Shenemar, the Torah, when it speaks about Nedarim, uses the words kiyafli, kiyafli. A person articulates his neder, and the Torah uses those words shtei pomim. Achas l'flo l'isser, says the Gemara, once it's talking about when the person accepts the vow upon himself, he articulates the vow. V'achas l'flo l'heter, and one is the when the person goes to the Rav to have the neder annulled. So that's the place where we know the nedarim could be annulled. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yesh lo mamash yismuchu, there's a different place. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Klai Yisrael by the chait, a meraglim, and he said, Ashenishbati bi'api im yivoyin amanchasi. So it says the Gemara, Ba'api Nishbati. So there's a number of pshatim how to learn this Gemara. Tosfos learns in the name of the Ri, Asher Nishbati Ba'api, Yivoyin HaMenuchasi, it's speaking about the Dor HaMidbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they won't have a chelik Lo'olam Haba. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher Nishbati Ba'api, I made the Shvua in anger. And since I made the shvua in anger, I now have a right to go back and say, well, I really didn't want to make that shvua. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went back on that shvua. And even though they were not zoicha to enter Eretz Yisrael, they were zoicha to get Olam Haba. Tosfos then quotes Rabbi Chanan, who says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made a neder that they won't go into Yisrael, and I could have had it annulled because it was made ba'api, but I did not annul it. I kept that nether the way I wanted it. Others explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow some of the people that weren't supposed to go into Yisrael to go into Yisrael. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a nether could be annulled. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Yesh l'mash yismuchu, the Torah says regarding Klal Yisrael donating to the Binyan of Mishkan, kol nedivli by yivyeus tremus Hashem. So the Pasuk uses the words kol nedivli by. Only a person who is intention, who donate to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to fulfill his neder. But if he wants to back out of that, and he doesn't have that nedivus halev anymore, he may do so. The Tiras Chaim, Masechta Sanhedrin, discusses if somebody made a neder when he was angry, or he did anything in anger. The halacha is the halacha that the neder, what is the status, how does the halacha look at that situation, since it was done out of angry? So from our Gemara is a raya that something that's done in anger is considered halachically valid. Because our Gemara is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicated that he made Asher Nishbati Be'api, that he made the Shvur when he was angry. And the Gemara is saying that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to be Matan Neder Kaviyachol, then the Neder would be annulled. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not choose to do so, it remains valid. So we see that something that's done in anger is considered halachically valid. He actually brings another raya. He says the Gemara in Masechta Gittin speaks about a get mekusher. A get mekusher is a divorce that's written in a way that's very complicated. The different lines of the get are sewn together. And the reason the Gemara says you have to have a get mekusher, because we know if a kohen divorces his wife, a kohen may not marry a grusha. A kohen cannot marry a woman who divorced. So if he wants to reverse himself and take back that wife, he may not do so. So in order to make sure that the kohanim recognize that if they're divorcing their wives, this is final, they make it complicated with a get mekusher. But if the halacha were to be that if something was done in anger, it's not halachically valid, so then it shouldn't make a difference. If it was done in anger, it's not valid. Again, a raya that even something that's done in anger has halachic validity. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain, that's why when we daven on Yontif, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei Regalim, kasher ritzisa, that you wanted v'amartel v'cheinu. Because if something is done in anger, we're learning in our Gemara, it could be retracted. But we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kasher ritzisa, that you gave us the bracha because you wanted to give us the bracha, then it's a vatal, then the bracha remains. There's no way to get out of it. Chananya ben Acher Bishuaymer, Yesh l'mamash yismuchu shnema, nishbati v'kaima lishma mishpe yitzakecha. The pasuk says that the fact that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be mekayim his shvua, is clearly indication that there is a way to get out of fulfilling your shvua. How's the way to get out of fulfilling your shvua? By being matan neder. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Yavah Hasam, if I was there when all these tanoim that we just mentioned, Shmuel was only a Mayra, Amrilu, I would have said to the tanoim, the di adifa medatchu, my basis for learning the halacha of Hataras Nedarim is stronger than anything you've said. Shenemar, the pasuk says, as we started the shir, Ish kiyida nedel Hashem, oishva oishvu les isal nafsha loyachal devaray. We learn from here, who ain't a moichel? A person has no right to annul what he said. Aval acherim moichel loy. There is always the option to go to a rav, and a rav can be matan neder. And based on this, there's a machloikus rishonim that even if you have a person who's a big Talmud Chacham and he's the one that made the nether, could somebody be matter his own nether? That means, could somebody examine his own nether and based on the proper examination recognize that this nether could be annulled? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, a person, even though he's capable, he's halachically capable, cannot be matter his own nedarim. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says that somebody can be matter his own nedarim as well. Amar Rava, so Rava comments, L'kula isla pircha, all of the different sources that we just quoted, how we know the halacha matan, that you can be matan the nedarim, can be refuted. L'vam de Shmuel, accept the explanation that Shmuel offered the less lepircha. And the Gemara goes through each one of these sources and shows us how it could be perhaps refuted. Dimi Rebbe Elazar, if we had what Rebbe Elazar taught us, the fact that the Torah says kiyafli twice, that isn't necessarily what the pasuk is meaning to teach us, that there's a haflo l'isser and there's a haflo l'hetem. Dilma, rather what the pasuk is coming to teach us, to Rebbe Yehuda, Shama Mishum of Tarfin, the Tanya Behuda Mishum of Tarfin, Loyalam Enech Mem Nozer. The Gemara speaks about different situations. One situation is that two people are sitting and they're starting a debate. And one says, I'm sure that this person that's coming towards us is a Nozer. And if he's a Nozer, I'll be a Nozer. And the other person says, I'm sure he's not a Nozer. And if he is not a Nozer, I will be a Nozer. In both of these situations, the acceptance of the Naziris, it wasn't certain that he is a Nazir, that they are a Nazir, because it wasn't clear at that point. And therefore, it lacks in the category of haflaw, and that's why they're not Nazirim. Shleinitna Naziris, one can only accept Naziris upon themselves, el haflaw, when it was mentioned clearly. And that's what the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk is teaching us kiyafli that one has to be clear in his nazirus. V'imid Rabbi Shua, Dilma Hachi Kama. What Rabbi Shua meant to say was when nishbati ba'api nishbati. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says I made this shvua when I was angry, v'lahadar nabi, and I have absolutely no intention to retract the shvua. Imid Rabbi Yitzchak, the pasuk of Kol Nediv Lebe, Demla Fukim with Shmuel. He wants to disagree with Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Gama Belibai. If somebody made a decision to give something for tzedakah. Tzarech shiyotz to do something. Tzarech shiyotz b'sfasov. He has to articulate it. V'am kamashmon. And the pasuk is teaching us davgav deloy hotz b'liboy. That even hotz b'sfasov, even though he didn't articulate it, since it's a neder tzedakah, kol nediv liboy yivyal. As soon as he articulates the chiyuv, then he's obligated. In other words, nidrei tzedakah are different than other nedarim. All other nedarim are not considered valid nedarim unless they were articulated. Nidrei tzedakah are considered valid nedarim even if they were not articulated. However, explains the Tor Yevin, the only time a neder tzedakah is considered already a neder, even though if it wasn't articulated, is when the person never had intention to articulate the neder. He only had a mind that he's going to accept this upon himself, the liboy. But if there's a situation, says the Tor Yevin, where the person had every intention to articulate the neder, says the Gemara, says the Tor Yevin, then the neder is a neder only when it's articulated. It isn't a neder until it's actually verbalized. Furthermore, say the Achroinim, that if somebody had a mind to articulate a neder, and the way he articulated the neder, the way he expressed the neder, was in one way, and what was in his heart was something else, what was in intention was something else. So now we have a conflict between what he said and what he thought. The halacha is that we follow what he said, not what he thought. Says the Gemara, "E midchananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Dilma krav gidla marav." When we speak about Rabbi Chananya Yeshua's raya from the pasuk of Nishpati v'kayim lishma mishpatei tzekecha, Dilma, the way to understand the pasuk is krav gidla marav. Dama krav gidla marav. Nayin shishboin l'kayim samitzah. How do we know that somebody can make a neder to fulfill a mitzvah, even though he's obligated to fulfill the mitzvah, but a person feels that he needs more of an incentive to fulfill the mitzvah, so you can make a neder to fulfill a mitzvah, and it's considered a valid neder. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Nishpati v'kaimo lishma mishpatei tzedkecha," that it's a valid neder, and not only is it a valid neder, sometimes it's the right thing to do. If a person is concerned that otherwise he will not fulfill his neder properly. However, says the Gemara El Shmuel, the pasuk that Shmuel quoted, says the Gemara, Les Le Pircha, is 100% correct of a source that we know that Hataras Nadarim. But explains the Marshal. But what does it mean? It means we go back to what we discussed in the Mishnah. It's not explicit. It's only a diik. Lo Yachal Dvarav. And Shmuel explained, "Hu ein meichel, avla cheirim meichem loy." That isn't an explicit pasuk, and that's why we could understand what the Mishnah says: "Hataras nedarim, nehetin nedarim parchus ba'aver." Amar Rav Avitamer. So comments Rav Avitamer of Nachman by Yitzchak. Hanidamriinchi. When we understand this Gemara, we could understand what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said: "Pakava chada papilta charifta malat sani dekari." A small pepper is sharp; it gives a lot of taste. And it's better than you could have a whole basket full of cucumbers. This little piece will give more taste to the dish. Here too, Shmuel, although he was only an Amira, had a stronger explanation than all the Tanoim that were quoted previously. We furthermore said in our Mishnah that Hilcha Shabbos Akahararim Tluyim Besara. Explains the Gemara, what does that mean? Michta Ktivin. Ask the Gemara, the Torah is quite explicit that on Shabbos we're not allowed to do melacha. Answers the Gemara, Leitricha Elo Chedrab Abba. Leitricha Chedrab Abba. It's coming to teach the halacha of Abba. Dar Rab Abba, Choyfech Gumim B'Shabbos. If somebody digs a hole on Shabbos, Vein Tzarech Elo Afro, not that he needs the hole, but he needs the earth, Potter. He's potter for it because it's considered a melacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. And as a machlokes rishonim, how to understand a melacha she'en tzrich l'gufa? Rashi explains that any melacha that I would have preferred not to have to do the melacha, that is considered a melacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. The classical example that Rashi gives is that somebody has a nifter in the house and he needs to get that body out of the house. That's a malach shenitzrich l'gufo, because he would have much rather not have to have the nifter altogether. Here too, somebody needs the earth, he doesn't need the hole. He would have much rather have had the earth without needing to dig the hole. Tosfos says the malach shenitzrich l'gufo is a malacha that the purpose that I'm doing the malacha is not the same purpose as it was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when they dug in order to have holes. They needed to make holes. Here, they're not digging to have the hole. Here, we're digging for the earth. And that's why it's considered malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. The Ramban has a different explanation of malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. He says, when the malacha is not done for constructive purpose, if I dig a hole, so there's a constructive purpose that I want to have the hole. But if that's not the way the malacha is done, it's considered malacha shein etzrich l'gufa, says the Gemara. And that's what the Mishnah meant to say when it speaks about that Hilcha Shabbos the Hilcha Shabbos are Ka'ararim Tui Basara. It means this halacha malacha shein etzrich l'gufa, says the Gemara. Kaman. So now that means we're following the opinion of Rav Shimon. Dama malacha shein etzrich l'gufa patala, that it's his opinion that on Shabbos you pata for malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. Because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that we are chayv on Shabbos for malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, no, that our Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that holds Yechai from Malach Shein Etzrich L'Gufa. Hasam, when is Rabbi Yehuda hold that Yechai from Malach Shein Etzrich L'Gufa? When it's done in a Masakin, when it's done in a constructive fashion. Hacha, but when you're digging, it's a destructive fashion. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that when it's both a Malach Shein Etzrich L'Gufa and it's also a makalkel, that's why the halacha is everybody will agree that you're potter on Shabbos. And there's a gevalde gevart from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that we know that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that when Klal Yisrael came to receive the Torah on Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain and Kafalim Hakigigas and was ready to grab it on them and said, Imat Makabos a Torah, if you're prepared to Makab the Torah, Mutav, great, then laugh, but if you're not prepared, Shom Taik for Aschem. And the question is, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavyochel, keeps all of the halachas in the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able kept all the halachas in the Torah, so how could he do such a malacha on Shabbos, on Shavuos, especially we know Shavuos was on Shabbos, the year of Kabbalah Satorah, says the Chassam Sofer. Certainly, according to Rav Shimon, it was a malacha shein etzrich l'gufa. And Rav Shimon holds, malacha shein etzrich l'gufa patala. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when it's as our Gemara just said, that when it's a malacha shein etzrich l'gufa, coupled with the fact that it's a makalkel, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that's potter. And that's what happened over there. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol was able to do so. Says the Gemara, so the Mishnah used the words Kaharorim Tuluim Basara in describing Hilcha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my Kaharorim Tuluim Basara, what is meant with that? Says the Gemara, because the Torah says, regarding Melech Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. We learn Hilcha Shabbos from that they have to be a Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves, but the Halacha, that all Hilcha Shabbos have to be Meleches Machsheves, wasn't said like Siva. It's not mentioned when we speak about Hilcha Shabbos. It's actually mentioned when we speak about the Halachas of the building of the Mishkan. Just since we compare all the malacha of Shabbos to the malacha of Mishkan, that's why since the Mishkan was Melech Machsheves, so too Shabbos has to be Melech Machsheves. So that's why it's not considered explicit in Hilcha Shabbos, and that's what the Mishnah meant. So I saw that the Shas Chuvus Rab Paolim asks, if somebody on Shabbos does Boirer, to leave it for later in the day, the halacha is that it's considered a malacha on Shabbos. But why? Many times, asked the Shas Chuvus Rab Paolim, when we speak about Hilchos Yonta particularly, the halacha is that if somebody, Chazir, Hoyle Mikalei Orchim, that if I do something that I'm not allowed to do in Yontif, I cooked and baked in Yontif when it wasn't Oichel Nefesh, I'm still not chai because maybe guests will show up. So why do we say that by Boirer? That even though I'm Boirer for later on, people may come and I'll need that food that I was Boirer. Says the Rav Olam, there's a difference when we think about Hilchos Shabbos and when we think about Hilchos Yontif. When we think about Hilchos Shabbos, Melechus Machshavos Asur Torah, it goes after what my intention was. And when I did this Boirer, I did not do it. I did it for storage. And therefore, the Melacha that I did is a Melacha. So even though later on it turns out that the guests show up, when I did the Melacha, I did it in the wrong way. And it's Asur. Melechus Machshavos Asur Torah. Whereas, explains the Rav Olam, Yontif, the Torah, the Gemara that we just spoke about, Melechus Machshavos, was speaking about Shabbos, not Yontif. And therefore, on Yontif, it's very different. So we learned about the Chagigas. And the Gemara said that the Mishnah said the Chagigas are also Harhorim Tulim B'Sayara. Ask the Gemara, Mechtik Tzrivi, isn't the Halach of Chagiga mentioned explicitly in the Torah? Answers the Gemara, Le Tzricha, the Chalamar of the Papal Abaya. The Pasuk says, V'chagoysim Oysoy Chag L'Hashem. Says the Gemara, so he said to him, My Dahai, what makes you say that when the Torah says "V'chagoyim oisay l'chag l'Hashem zvicha," it means that you should bring kabbonis? Dilma, what the Torah meant to say was "Chagu chagu kam rachmana," dance and rejoice on Yontif, and that's why we can't say that chagig is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Ask the Gemara El Ma'ata if you're going to say when the pasuk says the word "V'chagu," it means rejoice. The pasuk says that when Moshe spoke to Paroi, he said a message from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shlachas ami v'chaygu li b'midbar. Chaychu nami d'chaygu chagahu. Are you going to say that the pasuk means that we should celebrate? V'chitayim hachinami. And maybe that is indeed what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say to Paroi. Says the Gemara, V'ksiv v'yoyim Moshe. In that pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to say to Paroi, Gam ato v'titim yedeinu zvachim v'oilus. So you see that clearly Moshe Rabbeinu meant that he's going to give us food, not just that has nothing to do with dancing. Says the Gemara, that's not a question. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message to Paroi, Ichlu v'shu su, eat and drink, that will bring you to a state of simcha, that when you'll be in the state of simcha, v'chaygu chagu kamoi, and you'll dance and rejoice in front of me. Says the Gemara L'Sakadatach. It doesn't make sense to say that when the pasuk speaks about v'chagoysim oisay chag l'Hashem, it means dancing. The ksiv, because the pasuk says v'loyolin chelik chagi arabayker. The Torah says that the chelik of the carbon has to be put on the mizbeach. It may not before the morning. V'sakadatach chaygahu. If we're going to say the definition of chaygu means to dance. Ask the Tarba al-Chag Islay, does dancing have fats that we could have a discussion about putting them in the Zbeach? Says the Gemara, it's still not a Raya. Because Dilma Hoch Kam Rachmana. Maybe what the Torah meant to say, Dilma Hoch Kam Rachmana, Chaylev Habob is Man Chag, the Chaylev that's brought in the Yontif time, Loyolin, should not be left outside the Mizbeach. It has to be put on the Mizbeach before the morning. But the chag is not a description of a carbon, but rather the chag is a description at the time of the year when this is done. The time of the year when this is done is during the Yom Tovim, when we rejoice, says the Gemara. If that's what the pasuk means to say, that the chaylev of a carbon that's brought yontif time should be brought before the morning, habab is man hachag hu d'loyalin. So that means that the pasuk is only telling us that kabbonis that brought that time of the year have to be brought before the morning. Hadukal shana kula yalin, but the rest of the year that isn't halacha. But that can't be because the Torah says, regarding any carbon oila, he oila moit al mizbeach kol alayla at a baikik siv. So it's talking about all kabbonis, says the Gemara. Dilma, that isn't a raya. Because imahu, if we only had a pasuk kolalai lada biker havamina, we would say that that pasuk is telling us an asay. There's a mitzvah asay to put the chalav on the mizbeach before the morning. And if one did not do so, he's over mitzvah asay. Kos rachmona hai. That's why we have the pasuk of loyol and chalav chagi lav to teach us that there's a lav if you do so. Lav. Says the Gemara to teach us there's a lav, Ksiv Krachrin. There's already another pasuk that says, V'lo yom and abasa shatizbach laris b'yom erishin labaiker. So I don't need this pasuk for a lav. Says the Gemara, V'dilma, lav alo b'shnei lav v'asei. Maybe to teach us that you get another lav. So Taisus asks that whenever we have a pasuk, we don't try to add lavin for the same aveira. So he says, so why would I say that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us? So answers Taisus, when it's the exact same Aveira, indeed we try to refrain from saying that the pasuk is coming to tell us you get two lavin from the same Aveira. But this is a unique carbon. It's a carbon that's brought on Yontif. So it's not identical to another situation of a carbon that should be brought before the morning. And therefore, we could say that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. So if that's the case, that when the pasuk is speaking about v'lo yol and chel of chagi, the pasuk is coming to teach us that kabbonis that are brought yontif time should be brought till the morning, we don't know yet that there's a chiv of a carbon chagiga. Where do we know so? So our Gemara just had a long discussion that perhaps when the Torah says v'chagoysim ha'isoy chag l'Hashem, the pasuk means to tell us that we're supposed to dance on yontif. And in fact, there's some that explain that when on every yontif there's a mitzvah to dance on yontif, and on Sukkot particularly, there's a mitzvah to dance on yontif Sukkot to show that we are confident that we did well on Yom Kippur, and we're rejoicing with singing and dancing on Sukkot. That's why Sukkot is called Zman Simcha Seinu, to show that we're confident that we did well on Yom Kippur. Elo, the Aloch of Karmel Chagiga says, the Gemara Asya, Midma Midbar. We learn from Gzeri Shava. Ksiv Hacha, it says here, by Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Shlach es Ami v'chaygali b'midbar. V'ksiv Hasam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Musa to Klai Yisrael, the Pasuk in Omis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Hazvachem mincha, hegashtem li b'midbar, abo mishon b'nei Yisrael, to have you brought me kabonis, ma'ala halan, there the Pasuk is clearly speaking about kabonis, b'zvachem, afkan, the Torah is speaking about zvachem. And that's how we know that there's a chiv to bring a karban chagiga on yontif. So ask the Gemara, so we already have an explicit Gzeirah Shava to teach us that we have to bring a Karban Chagiga. Why are we calling it Kahararim Tuluim Basara? My Kahararim Tuluim Basara? Answers the Gemara, because this is not your standard Gzeirah Shava. The reason it's not your standard Gzeirah Shava, because it's a Gzeirah Shava that connects Divrei Torah, Pasuk in the Chumash, but Divrei Kabbalah, Pasuk in Navi, which is not your standard Gzeirah Shava, and that's why it's considered Hararim Tuluim Basara. So the next case that the Mishnah gave of Hararim Tuluim Basara was Me'ilah. Again, asked the Gemara, Michta Ksivin. The Torah is quite explicit about the halacha of Me'ilah. Answers the Gemara, Amaram Bachama, Le'nitzcha El Chretanan. It's here to teach us a unique halacha in Hilchas Me'ilah. The halacha is that if somebody has something that's Hegdish, and he asks the Ashliach to take that Hegdish object and use it for personal purposes, Hashliach she'asa shluchusoy, and the shliach did as he was told, balabayis mol. The balabayis was mol. Lo'asa shluchusoy, but if he didn't do the shliachis as he was told, then the halacha shliach mol. Ask the Gemara, the interesting halacha, v'chi asa shluchusoy, if he did as he was told, amai mol. Why was the shliach mol? The person who actually took the hegdish item and used it for his own purpose was the shliach. And the owner is the one that's chayiv, and that's what the Gemara says. Hainu karam tluim basara. In other words, throughout halacha, the halacha is that shlucha shladim kamaisai, that somebody's shliach is considered like an extension of the person. However, that is not when it's by dvar aveira. If I ask a shliach to do something on my behalf, which is an aveira, there we say ain't shliach ledvar aveira. And the reason is because divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishamim. If the person asked me to do something which involves an aveira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to do so, of course I have to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and not what this person said. This case, the Gemara is saying, is an exception to the rule. And here, the shliach is off the hook if the person sent him to do aveira. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Mai Kusha, Meal is unique because we learn it from Truma. Mahasam, by Truma, the halacha is Shluch Shladim Kamaisai. Somebody could take Truma on my behalf. Afkan, Shluch Shladim Kamaisai. Somebody who does something on my behalf, somebody who does Meal because I so instructed him is Chayiv. Ella Amara, so there's no Chiddush. So again, we're back to where we started. Why is this considered Karorim Tulim Basara? Of course, the question is that by Truma, when I ask somebody to trade Truma on my behalf, there's no Aveira involved. When I ask somebody to do Me'ila on my behalf, there's an Aveira. So how can we learn Me'ila from Truma? The answer is that the halachas of Me'ila are only relevant when they were done b'shoigig. The halachas of Me'ila is not when the person did it b'mezid. So since it was b'shoigig, I don't realize I'm doing an Aveira. Therefore, we can learn from Truma that Shlichus is relevant. Ella Amarava, what is the Hararim Tluim Basara by Hilchus Me'ila? Let's say somebody gave a Shliach something which was Hegdish to use for personal use. But then he realized that he made a mistake. V'loiniska shliach, and the shliach is not aware that this is Hegdash, there the shliach is mol. Because, and I saw two explanations. One is because as soon as he becomes aware that he did the wrong thing, that this is Hegdash, he's mevatel the shlichus. So this person who's acting as a shliach on his behalf is no longer a shliach. One explanation. The other explanation I saw is, as we just said a moment ago, that the reason why the Baal HaBayis is mal is because he's a shaygig and the shliach is a shaygig. But the moment that the Baal HaBayis realizes that what he gave to the shliach is something which is hagdish, so he's no longer a shaygig. Since he's no longer a shaygig, so then he's not in the Parsha Me'ila. Since he's not in the Parsha Me'ila, the shliach is in the Parsha Me'ila. Shliach anyamai kavod. But the question is, the shliach, what did he do wrong? He is innocent, says the Gemara. Hainu kuntalayim sara, says the Gemara. Amrav Ashi, my kusha. Why is that considered a chiddush? In any time when somebody uses something, by any time when one violates Mila, as we've been saying, Mila means that you don't know that this object is Hegdish. So there's no Chiddush in the fact that this Shliach is totally innocent. He doesn't know what he's doing. He should be Chayiv. So why is the fact that the Shliach doesn't know that what he's taking to use for personal use is act of chiddush, it's no different than any other act of Mila, and why would that halacha be considered kahororim atluyim basara?